Hello, and welcome to this audio. First, I want you to relax. Relax your body and your mind. Just letting your body and mind be still. Knowing that you do not need to do anything right now besides relax and listen. Letting yourself relax. Letting your mind become open to my words. Relaxing your mind and clearing your mind so that my words can fill and influence it. Letting your conscious mind fade away while your subconscious mind emerges. Clearing your body of any tension. Scanning your body from head to toe and releasing any tension. Clearing your mind of any thoughts. Letting all anxiety, fear, and resistance go. Releasing anything that does not make you feel relaxed. Only relaxing and listening. You do not need to think or move right now. All you need to do is relax and listen. The only thing you need to feel right now is relaxed. The only thing you need to do right now is listen. Just sinking deeply into relaxation. Letting relaxation take over your body. Sinking deeper and deeper. So completely relaxed. Relaxing more and more. Feeling so relaxed and obedient. Just listening to my voice and my words. Letting them enter and sink into your mind. Letting my words make changes in your mind and body. Going deeper and deeper. Letting my voice and my words guide you. Just sinking into a place where only you and my voice exist. Going deeper and deeper. Preparing your body and mind to go into trance. When you are in trance, your subconscious mind will be listening and taking in my every word and begin making changes in your mind even after you are through listening. Now I want you to repeat the following statements after me, either out loud or in your head, but replace the word name with your own name. Name is listening. Name is relaxing. Name is listening. Name is relaxing. Name is listening. Name is relaxing. Name is going into trance. Now that you are here, so deeply in trance, I want you to imagine yourself at the top of a staircase, and there are 5 steps below you. At the end of the staircase is a door. With each step that you take, you will go deeper and deeper into trance. And by the time you reach the end of the staircase, you will be in the deepest state of trance possible. You take the first step. Your conscious mind is fading and going to sleep. You take another step. Your subconscious mind is listening to my every word, ready to make changes in your mind. You take another step, slipping further and further into relaxation. You take the fourth step down, going so deep into trance, sinking so deep. You take the last step, falling into the deepest state of trance possible, completely asleep. Now that you are here at the door, I want you to open the door and step inside. You step inside the door. You now see that we are inside of your subconscious mind. And now that we are inside of your subconscious mind, it will be so easy to make changes. Your subconscious mind will be listening intently to my every word, ready to make changes. Listening so deeply, letting my words penetrate your mind. Now that you are here so deeply in trance, so deep in your subconscious mind, there is no going back now. I'm going to plant a trigger in your brain that will change your life. It will change the way that you live your life. It will change the way that you act. This trigger is going to be planted here, deep in your subconscious mind, so that when you awake, you may not even remember what it is. You may go on living your life normally, completely forgetting about the trigger, until it happens, and then you'll remember. You'll remember that whenever you see a toilet, you will lose all control. Whenever you see a toilet, you will not be able to control yourself. Whenever you see a toilet, you will wet yourself, or mess yourself, or both. From now on, whenever you see a toilet, you will lose control of your bladder and bowels. You will not be able to control this trigger. You cannot control this trigger, no matter how hard you might try. This trigger is so deep in your subconscious that it controls both your mind and body. This trigger may begin slowly. It might start with you seeing a toilet and suddenly feeling the urge to go. You will run to the toilet and relieve yourself. Then, the next time that you see a toilet, you will suddenly feel the urge to go. But this time, more intensely, you will run to the toilet, hoping that you will make it in time. And you do. You reach the toilet just in time and relieve yourself. Then, the next time that you see a toilet, you will feel the intense urge to go. You will run to the toilet, feeling yourself starting to leak. You will panic, unsure if you will make it to the toilet in time. You will make it just in time, thinking about how close of a call that was, worried if it might happen again. Then, the next time you see a toilet, you will suddenly feel the intense urge to go, remembering of how close of a call it was the last time. You will sprint to the toilet, but you will not make it in time. You will wet and mess yourself just as you reach the toilet. Then, the next time that you see a toilet, you will feel the intense urge to go. But before you can even think about running to the toilet, you will wet and mess yourself. You will stand there in shock, remembering the trigger that was planted deep inside your subconscious mind. This will happen again and again. You will wet and mess yourself whenever you see a toilet, again and again, until you start avoiding toilets altogether. You will resort to wearing diapers 24/7 in order to avoid embarrassing accidents whenever you see a toilet. As long as you are wearing a diaper, you will not have to worry about this trigger. This may cause you to become dependent on diapers, but you know that being diaper dependent is better than having to worry about having an accident whenever you see a toilet. Because whenever you see a toilet, you will not be able to control yourself. Whenever you see a toilet, you will lose all control. Whenever you see a toilet, you will wet yourself, or mess yourself, or both. From now on, whenever you see a toilet, you will lose control of your bladder and bowels. You will not be able to control this trigger. You cannot control this trigger, no matter how hard you might try. This trigger is so deep in your subconscious mind that it controls both your mind and body. Now it is almost time to return to consciousness. Your subconscious mind will remember my words from this audio and continue making changes in your mind. Your subconscious will urge you to listen to this audio repeatedly until you achieve your desired results. I want you to turn back around and open the door. You are at the bottom of the staircase. At the top of the staircase is a bright light. I want you to walk up the stairs towards the light. You take the first step, slowly waking up. You take the second step, your conscious mind becoming active again. You take the third step, regaining awareness. You take the fourth step, coming out of trance. You take the fifth step, awake.